At risk of being pedantic, I just a thought came to mind, like, Sunya and Punya both come from kind of to knowing, and there's a way of thinking, like, well, what's the bridge between the two? Like, how do you get from perception to discernment?
Mm.
And because they both have that knowing aspect and they're just different prefixes, and it's really, that's where you get Sankara or Sankapa. The constructing, where we actually do the action, and that's where action happens.
Right.
So there's somewhere between perception and discernment, you have our participation.
Right, which is actually like sanya is a something that actually happens to you, in the sense it's kind of automatic. The mind makes those associations. But Banya actually relies on the Sankara, so that if Banya is in Abhidhamma, then Banya is a Sankara, it's a mental formation. So there's the element of Jetana, of volition, being able to apply, same with mindfulness. Applying of one's volition and directed thought, so that it's something that one engages in order for it to arise.
Also, throwing the manasikara being
that
too.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this the other day, how vijnana, panya, sanya, and Panjanati and all these all share the same root, and so like vijnana is the separating, and that happens of course immediately, very very quick. But then sanya is to know together, that in prefix san. So, and that's manasikara. It's like it's sort of like algebra. We split it into pieces, into nimittas, into things, but then we reassemble it back into an object, into sanya, but it's just, we're always sort of breaking it down and rebuilding it, and the rebuilding is the manasikara. The skillful manasikara or manasikaroti is panya.
Yeah.
I suppose I had always thought of panya more as the proper sanya, as like a type of sanya. So I was just wondering
that's
the thinking of it as a sankara
versus thinking of it. Oh, it is a sankara. Absolutely. Because sanya is more of a root function of the mind, and panya is a construct that is skillfully applied, attention and discernment.
And would vijja be classified as, like, where would proper, like, would that be classified separately from panya?
I don't know. that would be, certainly aligned with Banya. Because that's what made me think of one of the epithets of the Buddha, Vijjana Jarama Sampanno, so that perfect in knowledge and conduct. So that those are, whether it's the mental application of the mind and the physical and verbal aspect, jhana. So then those two are brought to performance or be in completion in the Buddha.
If panya is a sankara, would you say that greed, hatred, and delusion also would fit in the sankara categories?
Yeah, sankara is huge. What is the Abhidhamma? Is this 52 Chaitasikas or something? and broken down dog into wholesome and unwholesome. So it's yeah, those are that's the most extensive in terms of the khandhas, the sankhara khandhas. To make that loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic love, sacrifice, wisdom, greed, anger.
So would, like, sanya, as we're talking about it, would there be, like, proper sanya? Like, or, you know, anicca sanya, or...
That is a... let's see, that... I wouldn't classify that, because what we're talking about more is sanya as a part of the five khandhas, whereas the sanya as a, maybe more of like as a colloquial expression of how one bringing it up as a perception, as a memory, like using it as a label for that one is actually directing attention towards. So like anicca sanya, asubha sanya, the girimana sutta, viraga sanya.
I also am thinking about like how sanya in Sumi, like as a khanda, is like the habituation of the associations, because they happen somewhat automatically.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking that you could take, you know, one of these, you know, anicca sanyas or practices and practice them so that they become habituated, but that may not necessarily lead to, you know, viraga and vijja and all these things. So you can habituate skillful perceptions, but that still may not lead to like the discernment and release.
Yes. Yes, there has to be a sort of a cooking. The process that is the deep one of that.